Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The King is approaching. The King is approaching. The King is approaching. Get ready for the fight. Get ready for the fight. Get ready for the fight, for the King is approaching. I heard some testimonies a couple days ago that were very similar to experiences that I had had with the Lord when involved with a lot of warfare, and I had been slammed pretty hard. You know, the enemy is ruthless. We can't keep up with ourselves. We're so busy. We have to be anointed of the Holy Spirit. We have to hear and listen what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And twice I had kind of similar experiences, but the most outstanding one was in the 90s. I had gone to be on the ministry team for Moscow Catch the Fire 2, the late 90s. And I'm telling you, the worst warfare was on the team. I saw things that, well, just weren't really acceptable. But God knows, he showed up anyway. He showed up anyway because there were Russians that were praying and saying, oh, bring Toronto here, God, we can't go there. And God did. And let me just caveat here that the initial phases of Toronto were authentic. But there was mixture, there was flesh, and of course the enemy destroys any move of the Holy Spirit. And in the process, many people are tested. If something doesn't line up with the Word of God, I don't care how pretty it looks and how much like an angel of light it may be, it doesn't line up with a written Word of God, it disqualifies itself from authenticity. And a lot of that happened, sadly so, and it's still being continued in, well, what shall we say, spurs off of the vine at the root level, trying to say that they are, you know, foundational ministries. Anyway, I got knocked off my horse. I had a vision. I really got knocked off. And in the vision, while I was on the floor, the Lord came riding up and he took my hand and said, get up and get back on your horse and continue to ride and fight. Continue to ride and fight. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O most mighty, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty, ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you terrible things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the King's enemies, whereby the people fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a right scepter. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments smell of myrrh and alloys and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made you glad. King's daughters were among your honorable women. Upon your right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. Forget also your own people in your father's house, so shall the king greatly desire your beauty, for he is your lord, and worship you, him. And the daughters of Tyre shall be, there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions, the followers, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of your fathers shall be your children, whom you may make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise you forever and ever. The king is approaching. The warrior king is approaching. The king is approaching. Get ready for the fight. Get ready for the fight. Get ready for the fight.